Good morning. This is Sunday, the 7th day of July, 2019. We have begun the day in prayer. We have already heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit of God, whom we and everyone else can be blessed to hear every day. And now we look forward to hearing from the Spirit of Jesus, as He promised us here at the Quiet Place, that He would come every Sunday and give us something He wants us to think about. And for 14 or 15 years now, every Sunday, He has fulfilled this promise. And so we are ready. Whenever you are, Jesus, we open to your Spirit in us and our Spirit in you, just as you told us. Whenever you're ready, we're listening to you.
I am with you. I celebrate you, my brothers and sisters. For you are on a mission. You are experiencing Earth at the present time. And I come to encourage you to pay attention to what you are doing. I come to lift you up. I come to support your efforts. I come because we are one. At the present time, you are having a most unique experience in that you are created by God, loved by God, and you are a creation of earth. Therefore, you are of heaven and of earth, and not much time is spent pondering this unique position. What can you do during this time, during this experience on earth? How much of heaven can you deliver to earth? It all begins with the desire to be more of heaven, experiencing earth, than you desire to be earth, experiencing heaven. Therefore, you must look at these two components and place value where you wish to grow. Nurture your spirit and watch it grow. Nurture your earthly body and tend the ego and watch it grow. That part of you which receives the attention is the part of you that will grow. Most days, I am sure, you do not consider yourself as the unique being I just discussed with you. More than likely, you consider yourself a human being struggling to get back to the light, working to know the way and walk it. But it is time to consider who you truly are and take responsibility for who you are, because the choices you make are your own. You are the living example of heaven and earth. Therefore, let it be your purpose to be more of heaven walking upon earth. This is doable. For my brothers and sisters, I have done it. And once you are more of heaven walking upon earth, the miracles of God will spring forth through you, from you, blessing all earth. Blessing all earth with heaven. This is a noble practice worthy of praise. But do not be harsh with yourself if you stump your toe or fall. You take these things delivered to you, these words of wisdom whispered to you on faith. Those whom I loved while I walked upon the earth, those whom I gathered around me, were with me every day for approximately 3 years, let's say. They knew the foods I would like to eat. They knew the stories I liked to speak. I shared many memories with those whom I loved during that time. But even though they were with me physically, there was doubt and worry and concern and fear. They would often speak amongst themselves, trying to understand, praying to understand, but many times falling short. And the falling short was never so obvious as after I ascended back to our Father's home, our home, heaven, the dimension of perfection. And their fear showed, for they were hiding. But when the Holy Spirit was within them, there was no stopping them, and fear was gone. They walked out into the sunlight, understanding the threat, but fearing not. These holy ones touched me, walked with me. You, holy ones, take it on faith. You know it in your heart, and you hear it when you are open to the whispered words of wisdom you receive from the Holy Spirit of God. You embrace it when through faith you hear God speaking to you, and when you open to my presence with you. place great value in your worth. Realize you are of heaven and of earth. Feed and nurture the part of you which you wish to see grow. And then with all you have been given, rise up and go. Go forth into the world and bless all you see by delivering heaven to earth through thee. But be kind to yourself when you stumble and fall. And pause for a moment to pray before you stand tall, whispering, calling, singing, praying, exalting. You are of heaven. You are of earth. You are a child of God.